First time when they started, they told us they will come and bring the refuse 2 times a week. But sometimes they said they have been taking it to a far away place, so they will come for it once a week. Oh, we are there. Since last week, they should have come for it last week, Monday. They didn't come. This week, they haven't come.
Did you talk to them to find out what exactly?
If you call them, they wrote their number on their thing. So if you call them, nobody comes around. And even sometimes we see the car, their car passing empty. If you call them, they don't mind. You see that they go to where people don't have the dustbin, go and collect it and take money instead of coming to take ours. And then the only thing we are consoling ourselves with is that last Saturday they say they were doing sanitation. Their cars were going around taking the refuse. They didn't take ours.
So this, what effect does it have for the residents?
But this one, look, there are some here, back in the front. It's a health hazard. You see, it has rained since, and even yesterday I wanted to park there once here inside something, and then the mailbox inside, you know, I couldn't do it. You see, it's a health hazard. I don't know why. And then even the authorities, anywhere there is refuse dump, if you take it there, they say we have contractors who have been coming to take it, so we don't have to take it there because they will pay.
A week and 2 days now, they've not collected it. And the flies, so many flies.
Oh, there are plenty children when you get inside. There are plenty children here. And rabbits staying for 1 weekend. If we had known, we wouldn't even have to stay. We place it somewhere and cover it nicely. But they come on Monday. Look at how it rained this afternoon.
You heard some residents of Adabraka.